450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want. But right now, we have somebody who's, well, been making quite a stir in the Liberty community here recently. Adam Kokesh.
Adam? Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Yeah. So, Adam, you know, for those that don't know, you had a radio, or excuse me, a television program called Adam the Man. It was on RT. And
No. Adam, I'm not so pompous as to call it that. Yeah,
Adam versus the man. Excuse me.
It started as a radio show, actually.
That's right.
Local AM 1550 KIVA out of Albuquerque.
And how many episodes did you guys produce?
94, I think, was our last episode. I know we were so close to 100. It was like, oh no, we couldn't. We couldn't make another week. but it was quite a run. It was a lot of fun too.
And it was daily. Daily.
Yeah, 5 nights a week, half an hour of television is you know, and I was. Not just the host, but the executive producer as well. And so there's, you know, a lot of responsibility and a lot of work that goes along with that. And I had a blast, but I was working really like 12 hours a day.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. How long does it take to do a half an hour?
You know, my own intellectual enrichment, trying to, you know, read other things. But yep. Just producing the show every day was like a, you know, and doing the hosting was like a 12-hour job, doing the writing. You know, and I had help. I had a co-producer and an assistant producer, and we had Luke and Jake as extra on-screen personalities to help me out there when my personality was lacking. But it was intense. It was very intense.
Now, and I was going to really ask that. I mean, you know, television's so much more intensive than radio in a lot of ways, and I put a great deal of time into, you know, preparation for the show each and every night. And we do 3 hours, so there's 3 hours of doing the show. But I don't think we probably do what a television crew does per show. So,
I'm happy to talk about it. If you want to hit, like, my daily schedule was pretty simple. Man, we get up at 9 o'clock every day, you know, and the three of us would meet and talk about the news and discuss plans for the show and talk about booking guests and put it together. And it takes us a few hours to sort of settle on a rundown, you know, an outline for the show, and then, you know, start with the writing and get the writing done and get the graphics ordered. And we would work with a line producer at RT, and it was a good arrangement. But we would send in our scripts and our outlines of the rundowns and the visual requests. And there was a graphics department that did a lot of the graphics, and they would get ordered. And then they would all magically appear next to me on the television when I would go into the studio. And I'd go in about 5 o'clock, and by then I'd have everything sent in. And, you know, they were doing that. They would go through the last minute processing there, getting the visuals, you know, into the show, and then I'd go into the show in the studio, live to tape from 6 to 6:30. So I'd leave my house at 5, get my dog in my car, and drive to the studio, get prepped, get dressed, put my black shirt on, go through makeup, get my scripts in front of me, get mic'd up, go to the studio, like I said, live to tape 6 to 6:30. We have our post-production meeting. I was usually out of there by 7 o'clock, and then I'd go work out, but then it would be, I'd run with my dog around the White House. He was the only person I know that hates the president more than I do, because he'd go take a, you know, piss in the backyard and then a crap in the front yard, and I'd be the one picking up after him. So, but I did make a point of flipping off the White House every time I ran by, as well as all of the other offensive government buildings here in D.C. while running with my dog. And then
that's
I'd go
a lot
out
of flipping.
And I'd come home and, it was a finger workout as much as a run leg workout, but, I do that. I go home, you know, shower and eat and relax and spend the rest of the evening, you know, working for the show the next day, reading ahead on the news, planning ahead. So, like, I was really, like, locked into that daily routine. And, you know, there was some room for variation during the day depending on how the show was coming together, you know, and some at night. But it was really, like, a full-time, you know, like, job and a half in that sense. And it wasn't work. You know, it wasn't work. I loved most of what I was doing, you know, on a moment-to-moment basis. I really loved the routine, liked the people I was working with. you know, but it was a job.
Yep.
You know, it was an obligation. It was you come in, you have a responsibility. But even more so importantly than that is when you say you're going to do a daily show and you commit to that, it's a commitment to the audience. And that was what I believe I took seriously above all else, and that's what really motivated me. And I think that, you know, that showed in the connection we were able to develop with the audience over the short 4 months that the show was in television form.
Tell me about that connection to the audience. What kind of metrics do you have to judge the popularity of the show by versus, I mean, it can be very difficult in the area of cable television to really judge listenership.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a really good question. And I'm not an expert by any means. So if people want to find out more about, like, how Nielsen ratings work and all that, please don't take my word for anything in a sense. But RT is a very small network. It's not even a national distribution.
Right.
It's on about 22 million cable boxes and several million, I don't even know the exact number, by satellite distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't register on Nielsen ratings. But the disadvantage with Nielsen ratings is that, you know, they serve the existing concentrated powers, and the margin of error is so large that except for the major networks, they're almost, they're not that relevant. And there's a lot of television like RT that doesn't even register. And so people are kind of going on faith and basing it off all sorts of other things. And what we had as our metrics was they had the live stream of the show on the website, you know, rt.com/USA.
Yeah.
And I never actually saw numbers for that. But the main thing that we were concerned with then was competing, you know, with other shows on the network by YouTube views.
Okay.
So we were, you know, after 4 months, beating our realistic competitors, the Alona Show and the Hartman Show. We were, by any metric that was available, at least exceeding expectations.
So you were whipping the other shows that were on RT, and at the very least, that shows that in the race that you're in, you're winning. I mean, it's I don't think RT could expect you to do any better than that
in the short time you're on, especially.
Well, it's sort of like when you're putting out a product of this kind, how quickly can you build an audience? How quickly can you establish a regular viewership?
100 days. It's 3 months.
You can look at our YouTube channel, Adam versus the Man RT, but we were, you know, pulling somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 views a day just with our daily show. Like we reached, we had a million channel views in 3 months.
That's very good on YouTube.
That's
in
really,
that
really
period
good.
Of time, I think.
So I mean, that's reasonably successful. You know, on a full, because we're putting out full episodes of 30 minutes of content that aren't, you know, designed for the internet audience. Specifically, you're doing it to fill that 30-minute time slot to be able to pull, you know, regular, you know, consistently 5,000 views within 48 hours of putting out a daily video after 3 months. You know, we were doing pretty well. So, I'm in a really interesting position right now because I'm just sort of considering what I was able to do there, what product I was able to produce. What value is that to the movement? What value? What market is there for that? There's some talk right now about pitching the show to major networks, but I'm really seriously considering, even if I were to get the dream job continuation of the show as it was, with the next step up the TV ladder, which would be Spike or G4 or Current TV, you know, something in that realm, I might seriously consider going a completely independent model online, if the conditions are right, if that's not the best opportunity for me. But it's tough to say. You know, we're on the cusp of some major, major changes in how news and media are consumed, thanks to the internet, and a lot of people like you guys with Free Talk Live are doing an amazing job, sort of straddling traditional radio and the new internet model.
Yeah,
but. You know, in video, it's a totally different ball game.
Yeah, it is. It's very tough to do the sort of the on-demand things in video. I mean, it's just so much work, and you know. But I'm really impressed with those YouTube numbers. I didn't know those numbers, and I'm extraordinarily impressed. Adam, I've got some more questions. Please hold the line here. This is Adam Kokesh, and he's discussing his television program, Adam versus the Man, with us here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark
and Dale.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought a woman with me. No woman would be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
want Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Check out freetalklive.com. There we have shop.freetalklive.com. It is a link where you can go and get to the Amazon link that we have and the Newegg link, and you can do your shopping online that you normally do, get the same great products, service, prices that you would always get, and a little bit of your purchase price goes to Free Talk Live. It's a great way to do the shopping you'd normally do and support Free Talk Live at the same time. Ruger's new SR-40C is a compact version of the recoil-reducing, striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-size 40 caliber pistols on the market today. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame as those used on so many great Ruger pistols, offering the same features, including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, ambidextrous controls. The SR-40C features a throw-hardened stainless steel slide or an alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. You can see it at Ruger.com and purchase it at your local gun dealer. Again, it's Ruger. .com. Let's go back to Adam Kokesh from Adam and the Van, and Adam versus the Man. I don't know why I keep on saying Adam and the Man. Adam, you there?
Yes.
So now you know the buzz upon the internet is that your show was canceled, and that's a true statement.
Yes, but it was mutually agreed upon by, you know, by myself and the network. It wasn't, you know, we were both satisfied with the terms. And for my own legal sake at this point, so there's still some unfinished business, I'm going to leave it at that. And I want to be totally open about this. You know, if it wasn't true, I wouldn't say that to begin with.
Okay.
I'm happy to talk about any of the issues around that. But, you know, remember, there's another party here called RT America. And when people want to know why it was canceled, first of all, you know, I can't try to speak for them. And, you know, and I won't speculate as to that, because I had a really great experience working with RT. It was a wonderful opportunity. I support the mission of RT America, and at least as I know it, to, you know, promote voices that aren't heard by the mainstream, to provide news in a way that challenges the mainstream understanding of news in America. And I really was honored to be, you know, included as a part of that for the time that I was.
Now, people have brought up on my show, and I'm sure they've confronted you about it, the idea of working for a foreign power like RT. But, you know, to me, so the United States is an organization that does exactly what RT does. RT is an arm of the Russian government, right? And the United States has its own broadcasting mediums in and around the Soviet areas. I don't know if they still do it, but I know that they did it at one point. And so there's really nothing wrong, unusual, or untoward going on here. The fact that the Russian government has a media arm in the United States, you know, I mean, anybody can watch it. They're just, you know.
It's all on the table. It's all open. And, you know, just like you can speculate about the motivations and actions of any government being basically to oppress and to control and to exploit, yeah, you can read into that. But everything about the arrangement was out there on the table, and there was really nothing unusual about it. It's just that as libertarians, we often are very sensitive to these kinds of arguments being made against us in terms of marginalization, you know, because we're not arguing for the left or right of the status quo. You know, we're actually working to shift a paradigm. And so people will, first of all, find naturally any excuse to resist that message, to resist challenging their own perspective on the world, because it's uncomfortable. But that discomfort will also be manifest in institutional ways of people, you know, making political attacks and raising points like this. But it's ironic to hear, it's just ironic to hear that point from so many rabid nationalist patriots who seem to conveniently forget history when we got our founders got so much help from the French.
Well, I suppose that, I guess that makes a certain amount of sense, but to me, just in the recent past, if not yesterday, I don't know when, the United States, I don't know that much about the Voice of America or whatever the broadcasting that the United States government does, but I know it does broadcasting. And the other point that is to be made is, the fact is, every television station, every radio station receives license from the Federal Communications Commission, which means that they, if you're getting license, that means you don't have the right to do something, you have the privilege of doing something. So they're getting the privilege to broadcast from the United States government. I see, you know, they're paying a fee for this license. So there's still, one can make the argument that all television and radio stations are government-owned and operated in the sense that the government, they own and they are... They operate at the purview and the generosity of the federal government. That's, I mean, one can make that argument if one wishes.
Well, even much more basic than that, Mark. You know, when you talk about corporatism in the United States, this being at the level where you're operating as an LLC, as a media company, as opposed to an individual actor, you have a big economic advantage. You know, the government is putting you, past. You have cleared one government barrier to competition that gives you an advantage in that unfree market. Mm. And so every American media outlet that's not truly independent, and true independence, if you want to apply that standard, is almost impossible to come by. I mean, if you're exclusively on, I mean, unless you're the guy on the corner with the bullhorn, you're not independent media.
Yes, they'll cart your butt off before too long if you keep the bullhorn going too. So,
yeah.
Now the charges have been leveled that I guess some organization filed suit against you because you told people to donate to Ron Paul's campaign and your what's that?
That was the kind of thing where you look at it and you go, well, just in case, I'll have my lawyer look at it. And I want to be careful with this and not be speaking for RT, but from my perspective, it was like, yeah, you have a lawyer look at it, and they say, unless the FEC decides to do something, don't worry about it. And the FEC never did anything. It was one crazy individual complaining to the FEC in order to make trouble for the show because he disagreed with the libertarian premise of the show. So, I don't think it was that big of a deal at all, but I can see why people would jump on that as the most obvious explanation.
Well, I guess it's timing more than anything, right? It was.
The complaint was actually filed several weeks ago, if not a month or two ago, I believe.
Okay.
But really... Yeah, the timing wasn't that on anyway.
So, you say that this has really, in your opinion, nothing to do with it, right?
Yeah, I'm not even going to say because that would be speculative. But from my assessment of that issue by itself, the FEC complaint didn't really have solid legal grounds and wasn't something that the FEC was going to do anything about.
Gotcha. Adam, please hold the line here. I've got a few more questions for you. It's Mark
and Dale
on Free Talk Live.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the Maine name in military supply.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know that at some point a new currency will take over. Wouldn't you like to be on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world. You can find out more about them by going to weusecoins.org. Bitcoins can be bought and used to transfer. They're an internet currency. You transfer money across the internet. You can buy them as a commodity. They go up and down versus other currencies. Check it all out at weusecoins.org. We are doing a short interview here with Adam Kokesh from Adam versus the Man, and your program that was on RT was recently canceled, and there's been a lot of speculation surrounding why it was canceled, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about why it was and perhaps dispel any of these rumors.
Adam, I think we addressed one of the rumors, at least the main one. Is there something else you'd want to ask?
Well, I guess what the next thing to ask that I would be remiss in not asking is, why do you think that the show was canceled?
I'm not going to speculate, because I don't want to, I'm not going to cast any dispersions on RT. You know, they have their reasons, and, they've declined to make them public. So I would be speculating from my limited knowledge anyways. I had a part in it, and it was done, the termination of the show was done, to my satisfaction as well. So, I can say that much, but That's about all I can really say. Like I said, there's another party here that is essentially the Russian government, and I'm not going to try to, speak on their behalf.
Now, what is, you know, obviously the show went really well, had lots of ratings, and lots of people were interested in it. You surprisingly were beating out their other shows, including the much lauded Tom Hartman in YouTube views, which is one of the few metrics you had to really rate the show. Where are you trying to take it from here?
Well, yeah, I'm weighing my options. I'm really kind of taking some time to step back and consider it. And I'm trying to think about this in terms of what can I do to serve the cause, but also, what can I do that's economically viable and sustainable? Because by looking at things through that method of objectivism and by applying the principles that we say we are applying to politics as libertarians and trying to convince people of libertarianism, what is the market demand? What can, I provide? What is my skill set? And if there's a demand for it, what is the best way to do that? And I've been talking to people that have, different independent online models. And, I'm thinking about setting up a home studio and being able to do more or less, now that I have the skill set and the production awareness and a sense of what I'm capable of in terms of daily news analysis, commentary, production in that tight video format, basically doing some version of the show itself independently online, and it's just a matter of finding a way. What is the best way to serve the market? What is the best format? Obviously, we wouldn't really be competing with you doing an audio only broadcast.
I welcome competition in this area. I want as many Liberty Voices out there as possible.
What would you change about the show?
Exactly. That would be great.
How
do we grow the audience, too?
Yeah. When you haven't that much control over the show yourself, what would you change about it? Like, have you thought of things you might want to do differently when it's under that much control?
If I didn't have the sort of production constraints, you mean?
Yeah, you can do the show yourself now.
We have full control of the show at RT. This is something that we talked about before, but I really want to emphasize at this point so people know. We really had, the whole time RT did respect my editorial control of the show that was written into our original contract, and I want to say that they did a really good job of that. They really fully respected it. What would I change? If there was unlimited production, it's sort of like, what's my fantasy? What would our movement support? What does the market for libertarian news, can it support? Can it, what could the market bear? What would it appropriately reward and support financially? It would be really cool if we could get all of the Liberty Media talent together in one place, like King, New Hampshire, and maybe start a network where we're doing online, video streaming content. 4 hours of original content per day just for starting, and just loop it the way that a lot of radio shows are just available online at any time, live stream, and set it up as an online libertarian news network that way. These are all things that I'm considering. It's just sort of like, what is the most efficient model to serve the needs of the market? And if we can pool our resources like that and maybe have what would be really a network, then perhaps the market would bear supporting correspondents, and we could have our own correspondents traveling the world, reporting from hotspots where people are challenging government authority, where we could learn from other people's struggles, where that service could be provided.
That really is the fantasy.
If you look at the demographics, hypothetically, we're there. The problem is libertarians don't economically support the old models because we reject, advertising-based television. We reject the corporatism. So how do you serve the needs of that market? You have to significantly undercut the existing television marketing model at the same time and say, well, we're going to do, it's all going to be free content, advertising free, or it's going to have this much advertising, whatever the case may be, and find out what it, because it's not just a new demographic. It's not just like Fox News was in the late 90s kind of going, wow, there really is a liberal bias in the news media relative to the demographics of the viewership. And if we start a conservative network, we'll steal that viewership. We'll build that audience automatically.
you know, when there's a developing libertarian voluntarist anarcho-capitalist market developing,
I think
America,
the market you're talking about, the market you're talking about are the people who are consuming a lot of internet media in general because they are being awakened and they're aware of the BS and they're not buying into it anymore. I think they'd be hungry for something that cuts through all that.
And they're not just like a slightly different demographic, like of a different political stripe. What you point to is so true. How we consume information and news when the average person in America today is going through the process of becoming a libertarian, more changes than just what channel they want to watch.
Yeah.
And what perspective they want to see in their news. Like there's still a desire to have people like you with Mark and Ian together. It's funny that Ian's not with us tonight for very good reason. But what you are able to provide as a trusted source of reliable, timely news analysis, people want that. That is a desired product. People want to be able to tune in their desired format and know from someone that they trust and at least understand their perspective, this is what I need to know about what's going on in the world today.
Well, Adam, I'll tell you, if you do come up here to Keene, New Hampshire at any time, whether it's to visit or stay or whatever, I would love to have you on Free Talk Live to sit in and do some co-hosting. I think that would be really great.
Well, we talked about it. I'm really hoping that the opportunity comes up. I'm still, we just had our last episode last Tuesday. Still wrapping up some of the logistics around that. And, I got a lot of irons in the fire. I got a lot of different possibilities. I got a lot of different things I'm looking at and avenues I'm exploring. Definitely open suggestion. If people have ideas about existing outlets that they think I should pitch the show to, please feel free to email me, adam@adamversustheman.com.
Now, is adamversustheman.com still your website?
Yes. Okay. We had that independently, and we still own that domain and all of that, and we're able to continue the show with that brand.
Adam@adamversustheman.com. Adam, thank you for being on Free Talk Live and explaining what happened.
Hey, my pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, exciting to be able to have this kind of media conversation and give people a chance to, look under the hood and behind the scenes.
Thank you, sir. Free Talk. Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's going to kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods.com. foodsdirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Dale.
Go check out news.freetalklive.com. There you can get all the information about Free Talk Live, the news updates that we email out, you know, Twitter, Facebook. You can be involved in whatever way is best for you. It's news.freetalklive.com. Let's go straight into the calls, Dale. Let's take Chris in Texas. Chris?
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
All's well.
Yeah, I want to talk about something that happened to me here. My name is Chris Bailey. I live in Austin, Texas. I ran for State House of Libertarian last year. I ran for City Council this year. I'm kind of a liberty activist here in Austin. And Friday night, I've kind of entered into a business with somebody. And what we do is we give people free rides in downtown Austin, and we've got electric vehicles that we do this on, and they look kind of like golf carts, but they've got two forward-facing seats, and we operate for kind of a tips-only basis. Well, the problem we've got is there's no law allowing a business like this to exist.
But there's no law saying that it can't exist either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's just no laws about it because nobody's tried to do this in Austin before.
Right. And they did this in Porkfest. They had they were actual golf carts for the campground, but people were.
So, do these things have license plates on them, Chris?
Actually, we do. We registered them with the state, and we actually get rebates from the city for buying electric vehicles. They'll cut us a check for $500 every time we buy one of these things.
I see.
So the city's actually paying us to buy these. And so this business started up about 3 years ago, and what happened is there's certain special interest groups that feel like we're competing with them and giving out rides for
the taxi cab companies.
The taxi companies don't like us a whole lot.
I'll bet they don't.
So anyhow, we're not operating in a very big racist area. I mean, the area that we're operating in is, 15, 20 blocks square.
Right. You're essentially really competing with the petty cabs or those kind of things. The guys with the bicycles that can ride people around, because most people won't take a cab for that short of a distance because they don't want to wait for a cab to show up, and then it just feels like a waste to them. This is operating sort of on a, I don't know, call it a lower, but a more localized level than a taxi cab really would. I mean, I can see why they think it's stealing their business, but in fact, to some extent, you're growing the pie. You might be taking a piece of the pie that they might have had at one point. That doesn't make it their pie, but a piece of the pie they might have had. But you're also growing the pie because you're getting I mean, you're more interactive with your customers. You can see them. There's no windows and glass between them, so you can, hey, you know, would you like a ride? Just down the block or whatever, and you know, give me a tip. You know, it's a different kind of business.
People love this service. Yeah, people like this service. But anyway,
if you've been doing it 3 years, they must.
Yeah, so after 3 years, we've racked up about 200 tickets and arrests for our employees, the people that come and work for us.
200.
And so we've got to provide them with a lawyer and legal representation. We take it through the court system, fight it, demand a trial by jury. We had two trials in the last week, and the first one we were found not guilty because we're not breaking any laws, and the second one they just threw it out. So anyways, with the Austin Police Department now really focused on us, and they've been increasing their enforcement of this non-existent law lately. And
what is the law that they're using? What are they claiming?
We are operating without a permit.
Okay.
It's a Class C misdemeanor. It's like a speeding ticket.
Okay.
Now, we have a girl that's 19 years old that's a driver for us, and they actually arrested her without warning. They took her to jail and impounded our cart. And over something that is as trivial as a parking ticket, really. I mean, this ordinance is pretty much the lowest level of violation.
Have you been convicted on this yet?
Well, with 200, there are a couple of times where the juries came in and said you should have a permit. So we do have a couple of convictions here.
Let me ask you this. Are there petty cabs in downtown Austin?
Oh, yeah. There's 225 of them, 227 of them, something like that.
Do they have a medallion?
Yes. They are permitted. They do fall under city ordinance. So,
but the city ordinance is specific that says that it's a pedicab, right? Like, it's clear that pedicabs need pedicab medallions and that taxicabs need taxicab medallions.
Right? I need to know the difference between pedicab and...
A pedicab is a bicycle.
Correct. Means you're using your legs. Petty is...
It is a modified bicycle. Like, it's a rickshaw.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
with a little seat on the back.
And this would be your main competition would be the pedicabs, just because of the localized way you do things. What it seems to me that the jury is saying is that, well, we feel there's a need for licensing in this area, and you're not licensed. But, you know, it doesn't sound like it sounds like a bad verdict to me.
Sure. Well, a majority of the time we're acquitted, found not guilty, and recently, all of the trials recently, and most recently just this week, it's not guilty, or it's just thrown out. Every now and then they'll try it, and every now and then they'll convict us of something like operating an illegal transportation service or something like that. I mean, it's so minor, though. It's so petty. Anyway, so Friday night I went out, and I started driving one of these because I hear about the guy's problems. I'm thinking, well, you're not breaking any laws, and people like this. You're not doing anything wrong. And sure enough, the cops see me. They come up to me. They put me in handcuffs, and they lock me up over $4. I didn't ask anybody for money. Somebody handed me a tip of $4, and they saw that person get out and hand me $4. I was going straight to jail at that point.
Wow.
It doesn't make any sense at all. And so we're trying to just make people aware of the regime we've got down here in Austin. And
There's a regime everywhere, Chris.
Yeah.
There is a regime everywhere. That's no joke. So.
Yeah. We're going on day 20 here of Ian's incarceration for, a victimless crime, waylaying a cop for 45 seconds. There's a regime everywhere, no doubt about it. Chris, this is interesting, and I hope you keep us abreast of it, because this is it's interesting.
I had no idea.
This is what's happening.
A kind of activism, a kind of agorism almost.
This is what's happening in America, though, is that now in America there has to be a law for you to do something, not a law against you doing something. That's how people.
Yeah.
That's how subverted, how much like caged animals.
It's so much easier than banning things is just to say you can't do anything unless we give you prior permission to first.
And the people, as it were, the juries, they tend to agree with that. Americans are, well, are you allowed to do that? Wait. I'm allowed to do anything they haven't disallowed. So I think it's very sad. Chris.
Yeah, it's the truth. You know, a lot of people ask, they say, well, you know, do you have a permit? And I politely respond, well, there's no permit that exists for what we're doing. So, no, we don't have a permit. It's true. So, yeah, and people actually, unfortunately, buy into that. Well, you need to have a permit. You should know that.
You should have a permit for drawing breath. I mean, I don't have a permit for walking. I don't have a permit for sleeping. I don't have a permit for breathing. If they don't have a law against it, I don't see how you should. Chris, thanks for the update on this. This is very interesting. And please call us back when there's more to talk about. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here at Free Talk Live. Dale, I've got an interesting story that I'm going to tease here. Apparently, there was a town meeting, and it looks like it was in Florida with Michelle Bachmann. I may be wrong on the location here, but it was suggested to a Florida audience that apparently God was punishing America with hurricanes because of the politicians not being able to come to a budget situation.
Well, there's so many different things God is punishing us for with these different hurricanes.
I thought it was you, gay guys.
I thought it was me. Yeah. I thought me being gay was causing the hurricanes. Right. And I was feeling like...
I was ready to throw your butt into the...
I felt like Storm from X-Men. Like I had these like weather manipulation powers.
Let's go throw you into the volcano to appease God. And his, he's not real happy about that whole gay thing. I think this is a very interesting topic about what sort of people believe regarding divine intervention. I mean, people have tried to explain things in the weather.
Does this mean
forever.
We need to throw the politicians into the volcanoes?
I'm still not for that, but it would hurt me less than throwing anybody else.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't want to advocate for that.
Yeah, I mean,
but I can't help thinking about it a little bit.
How many of them do this though? There've been people who have done this all throughout U.S. history, yeah. and frankly, all throughout human history. This is happening because of such and such.
You think that we've discovered science and things like that, and don't have to resort to such nonsense anymore to explain things?
Yeah, I would just
or
like
to control things
to go down the list of the 200 and something or whatever recorded hurricanes. In U.S. history, and ask Ms. Bachmann exactly which one of these hurricanes, what was each of these hurricanes for?
Right. She seems to know.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.